In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Abomination of desolation. These words are strong, and they are from Daniel the prophet. For the believers of the Old Testament, abomination of desolation refers to the loss of the presence of God in the Temple of Jerusalem. The loss of the continuous sacrifices offered there by the priest of the Old Testament, of the Old Law. This abomination of desolation came about when the Jews became indifferent to God's law and even to God himself. Eventually, a pagan king invaded the temple and put a stop to the continual offering of sacrifices in the temple of Jerusalem. Abomination of desolation. And pagan priests brought in idols inside the temple and forced the Jews to worship them instead of the true God. For centuries during the church history, our fathers in the faith also feared the loss of the holy sacrifice of the Mass and the real presence of God in the Holy Eucharist. Let us think about the brave martyrs of the early church giving their blood rather than abandon the true worship of God in the Holy Sacrifice. They endured horrible death rather than offering sacrifices to the false gods of the Roman Empire. They were told to throw a small piece of incense, very small. If you check the throwing bowl, you will see that the pieces of incense are very small. So where is the problem? They refused even that. It was not a time of cool and nice dialogue in between different religions. They were in favor of the truth. And the truth does not compromise. And they died for that. And for us, they are wonderful example. For 700 or 800 years, Christendom resisted. 700 or 800 centuries, it's long. Christendom resisted against a possible invasion, Islamic invasion of Europe, knowing that to give way was to be converted by the third to Islam. In my region in France, there are some towns who still have names that remind us that they were occupied by Islam, like Castel Sarrazin. It's a nice city now with a beautiful church, but anyway, the city had to be freed by Christian armies because it was invaded, and the name reminds us this occupation. Why? To protect faith, civilization, to protect the sacrifice and the holy presence of God among men. The divine presence of God in the tabernacle of churches. It is why in Europe we have so many churches that are fortified like a castle with towers and military architecture to be protected and to avoid the divine presence to be in the hands of those who denied the very divinity of Jesus Christ. Perhaps no period in history points to the Catholic devotion to the Mass and the Blessed Sacrament more so than that of the post-Reformation, especially in England and Ireland, people rioted courageously for the return of the Mass. Priests and those who hid priests in their homes were drowned and quartered for the awful crime of offering the holy sacrifice of the Mass in their homes. Yet, somehow, English and Irish Catholics resisted the abomination of desolation, and they persisted in training and ordaining secretly priests and providing secret places where Mass might be said and where the real presence of our Lord might be adored. Seminaries to teach and train seminarians and priests were shut down, and they had seminaries in Rome and in France. And when these young priests came back to their country, they knew that after the seminary school, they will have to enter the martyrdom school. In our time, we might be tempted to see in the terrible tribulations that have gripped the church and the world during the past several decades a foreshadowing of the abomination of desolation. And this is a question that we sometimes find us asking ourselves. Could the Lord have been referring to our time when he mentions the abomination of desolation? We cannot have an answer about that. But we know that it is a good warning. But it is, of course, impossible to get an objective, like 2 plus 2 equals 4, answer on such things. And Jesus told us that we don't know the time, neither the hour. So, what to do? It is said that even in difficult times, there is always something good to do. What are we expected to do? St. Paul's today tells us to be joyful. The answer is therefore extremely simple. We ought to prepare for the end of the world in exactly the same way as we prepare for our own personal earthly end. And the month of November is a wonderful time to meditate about our eternal destiny, about the four life things, and to pray for the souls in purgatory, who, by the way, are holy souls and also wonderful friends, because they are very grateful when we work and pray for them. For long before the end of the world comes, we may be called upon to give an account. We will have to give an account of our lives before God's judgment seat. That is to say, our preparation includes prayer, penance, daily conversion, receiving the sacrament frequently, keeping the commandments, and doing good works. And the thought about our eternal direction, our eternal life, the fact that we are here on earth for a short time, is very good. It's not gloomy at all. It gives to us more divine wisdom, more profundity for our soul. It's very realistic, and it makes this earthly life, with its joy and difficulties, totally meaningful. It brings more joy because we know that this life is beautiful because it's a preparation for eternal life. Today, we have to know that we bring about our own personal desolation if we ignore God and His commandments, if we fail to make the Mass the center of our lives, if we try to find meaning and consolation in the world instead of in the faith, instead of in his holy sacrifice and real presence. If we view the Mass as something that we must do on Sunday, I fulfill my obligation. Of course, it is better than nothing. But we should go further. Mass is the source of my life. Mass is my strength every day of my week. So, all of you that read or hear, understand the words of Daniel the prophet. The brave young man with the lions. You remember that in the Old Testament. It's an image of my catechism class that I still have in my mind. These words recenter us on what really matters in our life. To make God and his holy sacrifice and his real presence in the tabernacle, in the Blessed Sacrament, the focus of my existence. Attend Mass as often as possible, the treasure of my life. And I say that as a priest, but it's also true for you, dear faithful. And when it is not possible, because I know that your week is very busy, at least you unite your intentions, your soul, your prayers with the priests throughout the world who are offering Mass at this very moment. In this last Sunday of the liturgical year, our soul leads us to offer a prayer of thanksgiving to God for the year that is about to end. And the liturgy of the Church reminds us that earthly life is short and fleeting. With God's help, we work to keep ourselves in readiness, like the sentinel. The sentinel is always ready, inflaming endlessly our desire for God. It's a good question. Am I a soul of desire? Do I sharpen this desire for God? The danger, even in a cold winter, is to be lukewarm. If we do so, we have nothing to fear about the future, and we remain reliable witness of hope. The world, our world, facing many tribulations. But that's not new. Our world is in great need of joyful and fearless witnesses. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.